brings us amazingly right at the noon hour here. I'd like to open the floor for public comment for anybody in the audience who wishes to comment to the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda. In which case, I'll reopen the public comment period after lunch. We'll break for lunch for an hour. We'll return at 1 o'clock. We will reconvene the January 27th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission here. I'm going to reopen the public comment period, sir. Do you have something, a matter to address the commission on that's not on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward here and state your name for the record, please, and speak into the microphone.
My name is Joseph Stevenson.
Yes, sir.
I didn't meet the 1,000-pound rule for a hook and line fishing license for the years 14 and 13. Mm-hmm. And would like your consideration to allow me to keep my license. I have a printout of the last 5 years of what I actually probably made four copies of it.
Thanks, sir.
Well, all I can say is I've had my license for 15 years. I've caught over the 1,000-pound limit every year up until the year of 2013. 2013, personally, was a real bad year for me. And it also appears that the flounder and striper, which are the two fish I normally fish for, were damn near non-existent. I caught a few fish that year. Last year, I caught more. I actually caught over 1,000 pounds of fish, but I didn't sell them all. And the rule says you have to sell all your fish. I caught a bunch of croakers and basically ended up giving them away because I couldn't sell them. And I would just like to keep my license. And I'm asking you to please let me do it.
Chief O'Reilly, can you help work the commission through this, please?
It's a tough situation that Mr. Stevenson portrays because the regulation and the limited entry, everything goes back to 1997. The requirements are that one must sell 1,000 pounds of seafood within the previous 2 years. If there were some type of medical situation, something along those lines, that would be one consideration. I didn't hear that mentioned, and my only concern is that there have been others who have failed to make the requirement, and unfortunately they did have to surrender that license. So I don't think the regulation provides any leeway at this time.
The intent of the regulation to is ensure that commercial fish and hook and line licenses are used as commercial hook and line licenses?
Yes, that was done by a round table, actually the second round table, probably in 2000, I believe, with the original one in 1995.
Mr. Stevenson, do you have an explanation on why you didn't meet that bare minimum?
Well, I fished over 90 days in 2013, and I just didn't catch the fish. I was trying to catch flounder in the summertime, and then in the fall, and there was no stripers. I think I caught 11 stripers that year. The fish just weren't there. Now, he said something about it. I told you that was a bad year for me. I did break my ankle, and I was out of commission for 3 months, but I don't have any paperwork. I didn't realize you would want that until I talked to somebody else and said, well, you have to have paperwork, and I read the regulations. That's what it said. And a few other things in my personal life that were problems, but I did fish over 90 days, and I just couldn't find the fish. This past year, as you see, I did catch over 1,000 pounds of fish. It just didn't sell that many fish because I couldn't sell them all. And I'm just asking for you to let me have it. It's up to you.
Well, the regulation is kind of clear with the requirements that are necessary, but
if you kind of look at it, the regulation is like it gets you for 2 years if you have a bad year. Because I had to average 1,000 pounds for 2012 and 2013, which I did, even though 2013 I caught hardly any fish. And in 2014 and 2013, I didn't make it as far as selling the fish, but I did catch the fish. So I've never had an infraction, and I've been doing it for 15 years. So.
Even though you weren't able to sell the fish, were the fish reported?
Yes, ma'am. It's on that list. I reported over 1,000 pounds of fish last year.
Okay.
In 14.
What regulation are we talking about?
The regulation is
995. Chapter 995, and it's 1,000 pounds in sales.
Thank you, sir.
And I do have striper permits, and it's going to allow me to have a striper hooking line license regardless, but I like to fish in the summertime also and try to sell the fish. So.
Rob, what is the state of our hook and line licenses now? I mean, they're all out. I mean, if he loses his license and this one goes up to the next applicant,
there would be a chance for the lottery, which is held each year. The numbers that have been available range from one to several, but generally there is a lottery because there are other folks in this situation with Mr. Stevenson. And also just those that lead the fishery. So the lottery is there. The state of the fishery, it's a closely watched fishery, as you know. I think that both Kin Fish Management Advisory Committee, we probably have 3 requests to provide that committee with data because there were issues about recreational fishermen getting the commercial hook and line license to circumvent possession limits and those issues. I think we've satisfactorily addressed those with the Fin Fish Committee. So it's 200 licensees, and there are transfers allowed, and there also is this lottery that's available.
So if he loses license, he could either apply for the lottery to get back in it, or he would have to buy the license from somebody.
Wouldn't
else.
Be able to get it in the lottery because I wouldn't pass the requirements to get it.
Is that a true thing? Then, if I had my waterman's card, I could not apply for the lottery?
No.
You had your 1,000 pounds.
That's with any gear?
Yeah.
With any gear. So this, okay. Yeah, I remember all this. So it was basically to make sure this was a license for commercial waterman. And it was really designed to make sure it was a full-time commercial waterman, not recreational guys getting around the recreational limits, which some of that was going on, kind of.
And I'm not. I've got 2,000 pounds of striper. Well, this year it went down, but 2,000 pounds of stripers that I can catch every year. And if they were out there, I'd have caught them. I caught 9 fish. I fished probably 30 times, and I caught 9 fish. I mean, they just weren't there. And I fish out of Little Creek. So, I mean, you can go up in these rivers up to Maryland. And they were catching a few fish. I actually went on a charter in Reidsville just to see, and they were catching 18-inch fish up there. And I couldn't find them, so.
Okay, Chief Harrelli.
Yeah, just one thing to add. It's really any gear type. It's not just commercial hook and line. The emphasis is on 1,000 pounds of seafood sales. So as staff, we see many different types of gears and many different types of species involved. So I want to make sure you understand.
Right. Mr. Zeta.
I'm looking at this regulation, and it's really pretty cut and dry. And it says in Section B, a fisherman otherwise qualified under Section A1 of this section shall have been granted an exemption from the requirement of, to report sales of at least 1,000 pounds of seafood during the course of the previous 2 years. And it says the exemptions. Here's the exemptions. I mean, I'm looking about what authority do we have. And it says exemptions shall be solely based on documented medical hardships or active military leave that prevented the fisherman from fully satisfying the requirements. And then it says the exemptions may only be granted by the commissioner or his designee. So you got 2 situations I see is this medical hardship, which is not documented before us, and I don't take you into the military, are you?
I retired military.
Right. So I don't see we got any choice.
Ms. Erskine.
Mr. Stevenson, were you prior to the 2013, I guess, when you didn't meet the requirement, were you aware of the requirement of this minimum requirement?
When I first got my license, I had to have 2,000 pounds of fish. And 1,000 pounds of fish recorded before they would sell me the license. The way that happened was a friend of mine had this license, and he had a medical problem of he had to have a kidney transplant. So we went to the commission, and the commission let me fish for him for 2 years or for a year. It was over, a little over a year, and I caught enough fish to allow to say that I could catch that many fish. And then he sold me the license, and to do that, we went to the commission, and we pleaded the commission, and because of that, they let me have the license. All right? And every year since then, I've caught over 1,000 pounds a year. This past year, the past 2 years, the fish have been pretty scarce, and I only fish hook and line. I don't fish with nets or anything like that, and I'm getting kind of old for that and to do that kind of hard work. But I do fish for them, and, I don't have many more years to go, before I'm going to have to quit anyway. I'm getting pretty old. But, sooner or later I have to quit anyway. But I just would like to finish out for a few more years. If you can see your way, let me have it. I mean, it says the commissioner is the one that can make the decision.
We have to abide by the regulation. Right. We just can't waive regulations willy-nilly because somebody's got a
situation. Right, I understand that.
Situation.
I don't see where we can. I don't see that the regulation gives us this leeway. He seems like a nice guy, but I don't think we can violate our own regulations.
I got a question there. Staff, I mean, does the staff enforce this with everybody, the whole 200 people?
Yeah. They're all nodding their heads.
It's a prized license, Mr. Cedron. It's a very prized license. Mr. Stevenson, I think it's the consensus of the commission here is that as much as we regret your situation, and our hands are tied here, the regulation is clear.
All right, thank you for time.
I do appreciate it, sir.
Sir, you want this back?
No, I don't need it.
Is there anyone else who wishes to address the commission under the public comment section of the agenda here? Not the public comment period is closed.